now I am delighted to be joined by Ender Roach. Hi, Ender. How are
Hello.
You? Now, you're telling me about some new programmes that you're going to be airing here on Near FM on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So what's all this about?
Well, it's just a two-part mini-series, shall we say. Last year, I did a 10-part primary school series called Little Words, Big Story. And it was a mix of Irish and English stories, primary schools, centre sensor. We had 16 primary schools in the area were involved in the project, and they sent us in Irish and English stories and poems in Irish and English, and we put the programme together from the stories and poems we received. And then each programme, there was no adult voices, like every programme was presented by children from the schools. Right. Each school got a chance to have a child to present one of the programmes, which is, so it meant that children were involved at every level. They were involved in writing the stories, they were then involved in presenting. Mm. We had children who would read the stories on behalf of their school, like, you know, they would. So each school would maybe, each school was represented every week. So a school would have maybe five stories and five poems. Mm. So a child from their school would read their stories and then the presenters would read the poems, like, you know.
Nice.
So it was very good. We'd have an induction day and they'd all come in over 2 weeks and they'd learn about studio ethics, and like the big thing would be getting into the studio for a few minutes and seeing how everything worked. So I've been doing these projects a long time. I started doing primary school work with RTE Junior. That's where I have my own company, and when we set up first, I was involved with RTE in that. Yeah. And then the project had developed. We did some post-primary stuff, and we had done post-primary stuff for Near FM and that. But I felt that there was a real need, like when you're doing something nationally, you're bringing in three Dublin schools, mm-hmm. and they have to be from all around Dublin. So being from Dublin northeast myself, mm-hmm. I just knew that there was, you know, there a lot could be done in this area. So it was brilliant to have the likes of Near FM to be able to come on board with them and to produce the programmes with them and sort of get everyone involved, and children who would never be in a recording studio.
Yeah,
you know, and it's so much talent and
I
so
know,
young.
There's so much creativity there, and they love writing their little stories and whatever. I know I enjoyed it. That was the one thing I loved, was writing your essays, your stories. Mm. And then to have that outlet is really great for them.
Yeah, well, I found that when I started doing educational programmes for RTE, my own nephew would have been, he was 10 around the time, mm-hmm. and he was just a fantastic writer. Fantastic. So I was sort of looking and saying, you know, you bring your story home, you read it in class, you bring it home, and, you know, your parents will hear it, and your granny and your auntie, like, you know. And I just thought, oh, there's so much more. They just deserve to be out there.
Yeah.
They deserve to be out there. They deserve for everybody to hear what they're writing. And like the projects in general, the reception you will get will be that it does a lot for children's confidence. Mm. Now, the only downside for me is we get brilliant stuff that we actually don't get to use because you've such a short amount of time.
You've too much coming in.
Oh, you've just everybody. Like we'd have hundreds upon hundreds of stories and poems and all really, really good. But this project that's going out now, it was decided that series, Little Words, Big Story, ended in December. It was a sort of last year's project. And Ciarán from Near here said to me, would it be possible to do a re-edit and do an Oscailge version?
Right.
So I took the stories and poems that we got in from Skullneson in Harmonstown and Gaelscoil Columbkill down the road here.
Yeah.
And we did a re-edit of the project. So we got all the stories and poems that we had used in the multilingual version, shall we say. And we redid the introductions, redid the presentation and that Oscailge. So it's just two part and it's going out tomorrow at 10 past 9, sorry, Tuesday and Wednesday. It's going out at 10 past 9.
Yeah,
in the
Tuesday
morning.
Tuesday and Wednesday. So just this Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes, yes, so far.
And but I'm sure it'll be repeated at other stages.
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. And, there's interest from other stations as well, Irish stations, because wouldn't it be sort of a bit somewhat different to have a children's programme where the it's just children's voices. Like, we look at it as the kids take over the station and they do what they do, like, you know. Obviously under a lot of supervision. It will be pre-scripted and that, like, you know. But it was very interesting for me to do, because my Irish wouldn't be brilliant, but I really found that through, you know, I would read the stories and I'd know what's going on, but like for this I had to sort of immerse myself a bit more. And I edited the series as well, so I found it very interesting to be sort of immersed in Irish like that, because that would be unusual for me. And I just found that I was really taken back with how quickly I was, you know,
the cupola fuckle was coming
exactly
back to you.
And recognising stuff and that, whatever. And just recognising a lot of stuff, like, you know. And it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Very good. And then would you have had people writing in Irish on the original series?
Yes.
So they were coming in.
Yes. Unfortunately, there's not enough Gael schools generally. And I actually like to mix it. I like when children are listening to a programme to hear an Irish story come in as naturally as an English story, you know. So you'd have Gael go beside Berla, and it's more sort of natural rather than, because if you've got a story that's Os Gaelga, it has a certain, I suppose, niche and certain market, which is perfect and which needs to be there big time. And also when you've got a programme Os Berla, it may be niche as well. Whereas if you've got children sitting in a class who would, you know, they would just have the odd Irish lesson or whatever, and they hear a story coming in, I just think it makes it more general. And I have always liked it. But you wouldn't have enough for a 10-part, but like the 2-part series now is was, you know, perfect to get a 2-part series out of the two schools we had involved. And they're just very, very good, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it myself. I'm not great at the old Irish myself. I know Ciarán is fantastic, our own Ciarán Murray here. He's fluent in the Os Gaeilge.
Yeah.
But I would love to. And there's sometimes I watch some programmes on TV and I'll put the subtitles on in Irish to try to get my head round it, or I watch the New Oct and I'll have the English subtitles up for myself, you know. But it's very difficult to try to, you know, get your ear around it. So this will be interesting to listen to and to be able to hear the things and see, can we translate?
Yeah. You find it amazing, like, it is quite, now, and I have to say my Irish really wouldn't be great, but it's amazing when you hear the stories and you can pick up on them and you'll know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, right. Now, I wouldn't be able to relate it again to Os Gaeilge, but I know exactly what's happening in the stories. Yeah. And like the listener will know exactly what's happening in the stories and they'll pick up on the various
nuances.
And it's
the children themselves that are going to be reading the stories anyway.
Yeah, so the children. Well, lovely. each school would, they would choose a child from the school to read the stories on their behalf, because you would have, even with adults, and the older kids, sometimes you have problems. People don't want to read their story, or the younger kids will say, yeah, that's great. And on the day you get a call, I don't think so. So you would get the school to choose someone to represent them and to read the stories in their school. And that way they've gone through them as well with the school. We'll go through the stories with the kids who are reading them on their behalf. And when they come in, like, they're really good and they have all the nuances, and you know it just makes it a lot more enjoyable for the person listening.
And how long is it each day then, from 9:10 to?
It's 20 minutes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 20 minutes, 9:10.
Grand.
In the morning.
Right. Well,
and of course there'll be podcasts available for anybody.
Of course, yeah, we'll be putting the podcasts up there. Yes, yes. So hopefully people listen in then. It'll be on the Lifeline programme, 9:10 to, let me see, 9:30. Yes. On both this Tuesday and Wednesday. Yes. Thanks, Enda, for coming in and telling
us
about it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No problem. Take care.